They only allow 45. Of course, the Lady Bobcats coming off a good win last week in the SCA, where they're still undefeated. Lady Bobcats are 5-0 in SCA conference play, and looks like they're headed to a showdown with the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Lady Eagles next week for what could be a conference championship deciding game. But there's some other games in between there, so that's not definite yet, but it looks like they are headed that way. All right, about 6 minutes to tip off here from the Thayer High School. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Let's take another time out. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Thayer High School, the home of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. By the way, Thayer Bobcat boys are in action tonight in the SCA as the Bobcats are at Houston to take on the Tigers. We'll try to keep track of that one for you as we can. I know that Thayer won the JV contest 36-20, and it looks like the varsity game probably just getting underway there, but we are awaiting an update on that one. All right, about 3.5 minutes till we tip off here. Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Alton Lady Comets. And our boosters for the game tonight include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company of Thayer, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, and the Thayer Walmart store. All right, we're going to take another timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive. We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paints and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to try and pick that up for you as Thayer High School student Grayson Rouse always does a great job with the anthem. We're going to try and pick that up for you here this evening on our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Lady Bobcat and All Lady Comet pregame show. Here we go. An outstanding job on the national anthem. Thank you, Miss Grayson Rouse from the Thayer High School. And we're about ready for the announcement of the starting lineups. And again, let's take a look at those for you tonight. And by the way, before we do that, I want to say thanks to our Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Thayer, the Thayer Walmart store, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen and Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Simpson's True Value in Alton, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer. By the way, want to give Big D a call, 417-280-7466. You won't be sorry. All right, there we go. The starting lineup for the Alton Lady Comets. They'll be the visitors on the scoreboard. They'll start with number 1, Kaylee McIntyre. Number 14, Miley Haney. Number 21, Jaylee Reese. Number 23, Lily Haddock. And number 24, Allie Willard. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it'll be number 2, Riley Pierce. Number 3, Riley Davis. Number 4, Allie Curley. Number 15, Caden Hillis. And number 12, Abby Bowers. And again, stay tuned tonight because if Abby Bowers scores 10 points tonight, she'll go over the 1,000 mark in her career, and there will be a little bit of a ceremony at that point. So good luck to Abby Bowers trying to break the 1,000 career point mark. It'll be Abby Bowers to jump it up against Allie Willard. Normally, Abby Bowers at about 5'11", maybe even 6 foot, but she would have the height advantage, but Allie Willard at 6'2" has the advantage. Pokes it down into the back or into the front court, and the ball picked up by the Alton Lady Comets. Haney's got it out top, going to fire an early three. It's off the rim, no good. Long rebound taken by Bowers for Thayer. Abby up the floor on the break, bounces it over to Davis. Davis throws up the left-hander, no good. Rebound comes out long. Pierce has got it to Bowers, driving the baseline. Wraparound pass goes out to Davis for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Jaylee Reese. Here come the Alton Lady Comets. They'll push up the floor. Haney up the right side. Got it down deep in the corner to Campbell. Three-point shot is up and no good. Lily Haddock with that shot. No good. Thayer with a rebound. Davis down to Curley for three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound volleyed around and picked up by Kaylee McIntyre. McIntyre gives out to Haney. Miley will give right back to McIntyre, who will handle things from the point for the Alton Lady Comets. They bring it to the near side to Haddock. Back on the right for McIntyre in the corner. Now tried to dump it down low to Jaylee Reese on the right side of the lane. Ball poked away by the Lady Bobcat defense. All right, we're going to get a timeout called already. 6:58 to go in the first quarter. Thayer and Alton, Lady Basketball, and no score 1 minute into the game. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Does your family raise poultry for fresh eggs, competition, or just for fun? A successful foundation for your flock is proper care teamed with quality nutrition. Your birds deserve the best, and Kent's Home Fresh poultry products provide the nutrient-rich diet to keep them thriving with quality ingredients formulated to supply the balanced nutrition they need every day. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And we're back after the timeout. Alton Lady Comets will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Jaylee Reese to trigger it in. Got into Haney. Thought about a three. Now a little baseline drive. Pulled up with a shot. Left it short off the front of the rim. And a rebound controlled by Abby Bowers for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run quickly up the floor to Davis. Sets for a three. It's good. Riley Davis with the first three of the night. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Here's a steal by the Lady Bobcats. Bowers to Hillis for the layup. They are on top 5-0. Full court pressure here again. Ball stolen by Bowers. Bounces it to Curley for two. Lady Bobcats at a full court pressure. Almost another steal. Ball deflected. Goes out of bounds. Coach Denny Young threw the 2-2-1 press on the Lady Comets. They were not expecting it. They've got it now to backcourt. Passes tip. Davis picks it up and will drive for the layup. It's 9-0 in the last 52 seconds, and Coach Shane Benson wants another timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Again, Thayer leads it 9-0. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
For over 100 years, Alton Bank has been there for you. Whether you're opening your first piggy bank or buying your dream home, from milestones to everyday moments, we've helped make your financial goals a reality every step of the way. With a century of dedication, expertise, and trust, Alton Bank isn't just a place to bank, it's a partner in your journey. Experience the difference that 100 years of commitment to our customers can make. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, proud to support the St. Jude Kids Radio.
And we're back, and the Alton Lady Comets inbound the ball this time. They did break the press, got it down the floor. Willard with a shot too hard off the backboard. Rebounded by Hillis. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the run. Hillis up to Davis for a long three. That one's off the front iron, no good. Rebound taken by the Lady Comets. They get in the backcourt. Here's a steal by Davis. She puts it up and in. Riley Davis with 7 in the first quarter. We've still got 5:43 to go. We're going to get a whistle and a foul this time against the Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Riley Davis as the Lady Comets made the catch. Davis got Haddock on the arm. Here's the inbound play to Haney. Haney steps through a double team, and Davis takes it away from her. Gets it into the lane. Ball poked away. Gets it back. Shoots. No good, but she's going to the line to shoot two. Riley Davis having a quarter now. She's got 7 already in the game. Fouls on number 21. That is Jaylee Reese will be her first. And Riley Davis to the free throw line, a former Elks hoop shoot champion locally. And the first free throw is good. Took all the rim to get it in, but she did. And Thayer leads it now by a score of 12-0. 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. Second shot by Davis. Too hard. No good. Rebound. Hillis goes back up. Couldn't score. And Curley comes down with it. Out to Bowers for three. It's good. Abby Bowers with a three. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Alton again with a full court pressure. Got the ball up two. Allie Willard takes it into the lane. Spins around the defense. Shoots and scores. Allie Willard with the first two of the night for the Alton Lady Comets. Comes with 5:10 to go. Thayer with the ball. In the half-court set, Davis works it out front to Bowers, now to Pierce. Pierce to Davis. looking to set up for a shot. Weaves her way into the lane, kicks it out to Curley. Little 10-footer off the baseline, wooden drop. And the rebound controlled by the Alton Lady Comets. Jaylee Reese yanks it down. Thayer, full court pressure, even off the missed shot. Haney gets it across the timeline. Double teamed, has it poked away. Loose ball picked up by McIntyre. McIntyre gives out to Haney. Now on the right side to Haddock, going down to the baseline. Tried to pass it in the middle. It's deflected and goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball. Substitution for the Lady Comets. Number 20, Bailey Campbell checks into the game. And looks like who comes out? Number 23, Lily Haddock. Alton inbounds the ball way out front to Willard. Willard, one bounce, fades it over to McIntyre. Now to Haney on top of the key. Hillis hanging with her. Now Davis. Here's the ball into the lane to Reese. Reese down the right side of the lane, shoots and scores. First two of the night for Jaylee Reese. That makes it a 15-4 Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. 4 minutes and change to go in the first quarter. Here Bowers penetrates into the lane, kicks it back out to Pierce. Pierce throws up a running one-hander. It's no good. And a rebound taken by McIntyre for Alton. She'll give it to Haney. She'll walk it into the front court. Feeds it right side. Now to the elbow to Reese. Couldn't find a shot. Gives it up outside. Now Haney with a long three. That one is in and pops out. Rebound comes out long, and Hillis runs it down for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Cats on the run. Hillis up the floor to Curley. Back to Hillis. Now to Bowers. Fires another three. It's good. Abby Bowers with her second three-pointer in the first quarter. It's 18-4. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead. This time the Lady Comets break the pressure. Got it down to Willard. Her shot up. No good. Rebound Bowers. Bowers on the break up the left side. Abby goes down to the baseline, throws up a shot. That's no good. Rebound taken by the Lady Comets. And they'll get it to Haney, who will walk it up the floor against the defense of Davis. Now over to Jaylee Reese. Reese has the ball poked away, loose on the floor. Picked up by Davis. Davis going all the way to the bucket, lays it up. No, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Lady Comets before the shot, I believe. Number 21. Non-shooting foul. Thayer will inbound the ball down along the baseline under the bucket. Foul was on. Number 21, Jaylee Reese, will be her second. Coach Shane Benson barked at the officials. Didn't like that call or non-call on the steal by Thayer. Lady Bobcats get the ball to Curley. She shoots a three. That's no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Taken by, Willard had it. Had it knocked away. And a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Number 4, Allie Curley. Be the first foul on Allie tonight. And Thayer still with a 2-2-1 press. 2:59 to go in the first quarter. Lady Bobcats lead it by 14. And Alton breaks the press up to Willard. Willard down the left side of the lane. Pulls up with a 12-footer, and it's good. Allie Willard with her second bucket of the first quarter. And with 2:47 to go, Thayer leads it 18-6 with the ball. Riley Davis. To the top of the key. A little crossover dribble down the left side of the lane. Got it down to Bowers. Bowers hangs and shoots. No good. Rebound controlled by Willard. Out to Haney. Now passed up the court. Stolen by Hillis. Hillis will drive for the layup. It's good. Caden Hillis with 4. This time Alton breaks the pressure. Got up to Allie Willard. Spins in the lane. Shoots. No good. Rebound down to Campbell. She goes back up and gets fouled on the play. Foul on the Lady Bobcats will be on number 12, Abby Bowers. First foul on Bowers. Third team foul on the Lady Bobcats here in the first quarter. We got 2:16 to play. At the line, number 20. That is Bailey Campbell. First one is up and no good. Substitutions for both teams. Kinsley Regal will check in for Thayer. And number 21, I believe it was. Jaylee Reese is 21. And Campbell hits both free throws, or hits one free throw. Makes it a 20-7 Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Here's Davis from way outside. Shot is no good, and the rebound bounces out of bounds. Oh, they say that Allie Willard touched the ball before it went out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball on the offensive end. Pierce to bounce it in. Got it under the bucket for Bowers. Up and good. Abby Bowers is now 2 points away from 1,000 for her career. Alton working against the full court press, got it up the floor. Attacking the basket. Now to Willard, spins in the lane, shoots and scores. Allie Willard starting to come alive. She's got six now in the first quarter. We have an officials timeout. Abby Bowers tying her shoes. So the next bucket Abby Bowers scores will be 1,000 for her career. Abby will trigger it in here. Alton will wait defensively and pick up in a half-court defense. Ball comes in to Davis. And the freshman will walk it up the floor with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it 22-9. Bowers with the top of the key, feeds to Hillis. Hillis out to Davis. Fakes to three, penetrates down the left side of the lane, trying to throw it back out front. It groans into the backcourt, but saved by Bowers to Hillis. Hillis up the right side, spins in the lane, the lefty all the way to the bucket. Shot is blocked by Willard, and I believe she's going to be called for a foul. Number 24, Allie Willard called for the foul. She blocked the shot, but she got her with the body, and it'll send Caden Hillis to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First shot is up for the Lady Bobcat junior, and the lefty hits it. Hillis with five in the quarter, eight for Davis, eight for Bowers, two for Curley. And another one for Hillis is up and good. Caden now was 6 points in the first quarter. Thayer again with a full court pressure. Alton got up to McIntyre. She lobs it up the floor. Got it there to Haddock. Haddock out front to Haney for a deep three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound volleyed around and gonna be off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. Nice play by Kinsley Regal. That ball was going out of bounds. Regal saved it right into a double team for Alton, and the ball went off the Lady Comets and out of bounds. The Thayer brings it up the floor. It's over to Bowers. By the way, Savannah Wheeler has checked into the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here's a give to Davis in the corner to Regal. Regal back out to Wheeler. Right side to Hillis. Hillis looks at the cutter in the lane. That's Davis. Got it out to Regal. Regal, long shot is up, no good. And rebound to Allie Willard for the Lady Comets. Got it to Haney. Haney steps through a double team. Got the ball over to McIntyre. McIntyre now up to Campbell. Campbell back out to McIntyre. Now to Campbell in the corner. Couldn't get the shot away. Long pass out front to Haney. Haney now going to Campbell. She goes down the right side of the lane, shoots and scores. Haley Campbell with her first bucket of the game. She's got 3 points. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter, leading 24-11. Here's a give down low to Wheeler. Wheeler up with a shot. No good. Rebound to Willard. And looks like the clock going to run out. Alton got it up the floor. Can they get the shot up? They do, but it's no good by Bailey Campbell. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead, 24-11 over the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back at Thayer High School at the end of the first quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead 24-11 over the Alton Lady Comets. And Thayer will open the second quarter with the basketball. It was just a flurry of points for Thayer. They went on a 9-0 run to open the game. And here's a pass into the middle by Curley, stolen by Haney. And here come the Alton Lady Comets. Chance to get a little closer here. They kick it outside. Now to the high post for Jaylee Reese. Moves, one dribble, shoots and scores. Or excuse me, that wasn't Reese. That was number 20, Bailey Campbell. So Campbell now with five for the Alton Lady Comets tonight. Actually, Reese is not in there right now. Thayer with the ball, got it to Bowers. Bowers to Davis. Moves through the lane, kicks it out to Pierce. Pierce back to Bowers. Bowers in the corner to Curley, wide open for a three. She nailed it. Allie Curley with another three-pointer for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer's hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers already in the game. They lead it 27-13. Alton breaks the press, got the ball down low to Willard, and we get a whistle and a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. And a nice job by Riley Pierce, standing her ground and drawing the charge on Willard. Foul on Allie will be her second of the game. 27-13, Thayer with the lead, 6:53 to go in the first half. By the way, at the end of the first quarter up at Houston, the Thayer Bobcat boys lead the Houston Tigers 23-5. Thayer with the ball. Here's Abby Bowers going in the lane. He gets tied up on the shot. They're going to call it a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Alton Lady Comets. They are still employing that 2-2-1 zone press. Alton inbounds to McIntyre. Quick pass up the floor. Got it up there. Now bounce into Willard. Willard goes around the defense, shoots, and he'll get fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on Allie Curley, trying to handle the 6'2", Allie Willard. Second foul of the night on Curley. Willard will go to the free throw line, trying to add to her 6-point total. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Willard's first shot is up and good. Allie Willard now with 7 to lead the Lady Comets here in the early going. Second free throw is on the way. That one's off the rim. No good. Abby Bowers down with the rebound. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bowers up to Davis on the wing on the right side. Takes it to the top on the dribble. Feeds over to Pierce. Now Bowers in the corner for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Volleyed around. Hill is fighting after it. Oh, that should have been a backcourt violation. Yep, and the officials did see it. Hillis, ball was rolling around on the ground. She grabbed it and threw it to the first white jersey she could see, and that was Pierce in the backcourt. So, Thayer Lady Bobcats will turn it over with 6:16 to go in the first half. McIntyre with it. Feeds over on the left side for Campbell. Back to McIntyre. Now right side to Haney for a long three, and it's good. Miley Haney with her first made bucket of the night. That makes it a 10-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Here Davis in the lane throws up a running one-hander with the left hand. No good. And a rebound going to be, or a foul going to be called on the shot. Number 20 call for the foul. That is Bailey Campbell. Will be her second team foul against Alton here in the second quarter. Thayer inbound along the baseline. Got it into Davis. Davis backs it out. Feeds it on the left side to Bowers. Bowers pulls up on the baseline with a jumper. No good. Rebound comes back to Bowers. She gets it in the lane to Hillis, going around the defense. Slides up and under Willard for the bucket. Caden Hillis now with 8. 3 Lady Bobcats with 8 points apiece. And here's Alton getting the ball down the floor to Jaylee Reese on the baseline. Feeds it out to the high post to Haney. Shot no. Rebound Curley out to Hillis. Or Davis up the right side, going all the way into the lane. The floater's good. Riley Davis, first player in double figures with 10. Haney breaks the full court press on the dribble drive. Gives over to Reese. Reese now to McIntyre. Takes it down to the baseline, dumps it into Reese, up with a shot, and it's good. That is a nice play and a nice shot with the left hand by Jaylee Reese. Thayer with the ball. Bowers looking to go to the bucket for the layup. It's good. That's 10 points. And that is number 1,000 of her career. She doesn't have a clue. Abby Bowers thinks they're just calling a timeout. And they're going to present Abby Bowers with a game ball. The 1,000th point of her career. We've been watching this young lady play at a high level of basketball ever since she was a freshman. And that's a really good thing. Call the timeout whether you need it or not. And Abby Bowers, her 1,000th point of her career. Congratulations, Abigail. All right, 33-19, our score, Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Lady Comets. And, of course, Coach Shane Benson going to take advantage of the timeout. Got his players on the side. And they will face that Thayer Lady Bobcat, 2-2-1 pressure, which has been really good tonight. And good to see the crowd get a standing ovation for Abby Bowers on her 1,000th point of her career. Now she can start working on 2,000. Here come the Alton Lady Comets with the ball. They got up across the timeline against the press. Gives out to Haney. Haney thought about the long shot. Instead, passes it to the left side for Lily Haddock. Haddock backs it out. Goes to the high post to Campbell. Campbell feeds it over to McIntyre on the wing. Now they'll lob it down inside to Willard. One dribble. Ducks under the defense. Shoots and scores. Allie Willard. Hard to stop when she gets down there. 9 points for Willard tonight. Still 4 minutes and change to go in the first half. Fair with a little give and go. Davis to Bowers to Davis for the lay-in. 12 on the night for the freshman, Riley Davis. And again, Alton breaks the full court pressure. Got up to Haddock. Haddock will leave it to McIntyre. Now Haney, she'll try a long three. High off the rim, no good. Rebound, Curley. Bounces it over to Bowers. Bowers will bring it across the timeline for Thayer. Abby bounces it out to Pierce. Now in the corner to Hillis. Hillis fakes right, moves left. Bounces it to Curley for the lay-in. A little penetrating dish, and Allie Curley with her 7th point of the game. Alton breaks the full-court press. Oh, there's a travel. And Lily had it, got a little bit out of control in there and traveled with the basketball. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats come the other way with a 37-21 lead. Davis to the top. Feeds it to Pierce. Lady Bobcats working around the perimeter of the zone. Got it over to Bowers. Bowers on the dribble drive. Bounces it down to Curley. Back outside to Pierce for three. Yes, ma'am. Riley Pierce with a three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And now the Alton Lady Comets dribble it out of bounds. Haney. And Coach Benson wanted a foul on the contact. There was a little bump out there, and he is chewing on the official right now. Wanted that foul call. By the way, Alton with a substitution here. Jaylee Reese checks in. Thayer with a lob pass on the inbound. Got it down to Bowers. Couldn't convert the shot. And rebound comes down to the Alton Lady Comets. Haney working in the backcourt. Spins around the defense. Gives it out front to McIntyre. McIntyre right side. Now they'll dump it inside for Trantham. And the ball poked away by the defense of Abby Bowers. By the way, Willard. And now the officials have warned Coach Shane Benson. Alton Comet fans applaud that. And Alton will inbound the ball. Got it out front to McIntyre. Round on the left side to Haney. Haney making a move toward the bucket, throws it up with the left hand, no good, and the rebound comes out to Hillis. Hillis on the fly, up the floor, spins toward the bucket, lost control of the ball, and it goes out of bounds. And the Alton Lady Comets will get possession here in the backcourt, long pass up the floor. Got it up there to Campbell. Campbell gets to a cutter in the lane, shot no good, rebound, Trantham puts it back up and in. Emma Trantham off the bench with her first two of the night. Cuts the lead back to 17. Thayer leads it 40-23. Lady Bobcats work it on top. Swing it around to Bowers. Long three-point shot is up, and it's good. I told you she could go to work on number 2,000 now that she got the 1,000. That's a good way to start. Here we got a whistle and a foul going to be called in the backcourt. Number 3, Riley Davis. Long baseball pass up the court. And substitution now for Alton, number 23, checks back in the game, Lily Haddock. And Jaylee Reese, number 21, will check out. Thayer's pulled off the full court press here. They'll drop back at the 1-3-1. McIntyre walks up the floor, crosses the timeline with 2 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Alton with it on the right side. Ball poked away from Haddock, and she lost it out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Minute 57 to play. And substitution, Allie Willard back in for the Alton Lady Comets. See who's going out, who's coming out. number 20 will come out. That is Bailey Campbell. So Trantham and Willard both in the game for Alton. They take a size advantage. Here's Bowers working the ball into the lane. Kicks it out to Pierce in the corner for three more. That one's no good. And Trantham down with a rebound for Alton. Outlet pass goes to Haney on the right sideline. Walks up across, looking to lob the ball inside. It's poked away by Abby Bowers. There's that volleyball instinct right there. She got up high to knock that ball, spiked it out of bounds. Alton will inbound it on the sideline on the offensive end. A minute 39 to go. Looking in the paint, nobody open. I got to hurry, and they got it into Willard out around the three-point line. She shoots a long one. No good. Curley with a rebound for Thayer. Long pass up the floor to Hillis. Brings it down, shoots, and gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. And that's going to be on Kaylee McIntyre. Will be her first of the game, third team foul on the Alt-Lady Comets here in the second quarter. Hillis, the lefty at the line. First one is up and good. Caden Hillis with 9 points in the game. Thayer led by Abby Bowers with 13. Riley Davis has 12. And Hillis now in double figures with 10. That three-headed Lady Bobcat monster on offense made its appearance here this evening at the Thayer High School gym. McIntyre works the ball into the front court for Alton. Got it over to Haney. Haney trying to lob it inside. Got to Trantham. She'll try to bring it back out front. Ball is picked up by Willard. One step and a shot. No good. Rebound, Allie Curley. Out to Davis on the run up the right side. Takes it all the way down to the wing. Gets stopped. Still on the dribble. Feeds it out to Curley. And now Bowers. Thayer will back it out with 1 minute to play in the first quarter, leading 45-23. Ball goes to Curley on the right wing, out to Davis. Fakes to three, penetrates into the lane. Shot is blocked by Willard. And the loose ball stolen by Bowers, and they'll take him back by the Lady Comets. Haney comes out of there with it. Up the floor, into the lane. Shot is up and good. Miley Haney. Don't know how she got that shot up on the rim, but she did, and it bounced in. 28 seconds to go now in the half. Thayer leads it by 20 with the ball. Curley out front to Hillis. Now left side to Pierce. Thayer looking to hold here for the final shot, I believe. Got it to Hillis. Hillis in the free throw circle. Now to Pierce. 15-footer off the left baseline. No good. Willard down the rebound. And we get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Caden Hillis. Will be her first of the night. Neither team in any foul trouble. Reese and Willard each have two for Alton. Davis and Curley each have two for Thayer. Alton with the ball down to 1 second. They're not going to get a shot away. Well, not good court awareness there. Didn't know how much longer was left in the half. And couldn't get a shot up on the rim. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 45-25. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Alton Lady Comets. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report. And, of course, your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comets supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hey, we're back here at the Thayer High School. By the way, just got an update on the Thayer Bobcat boys who are playing SCA Conference action up at Houston. At the end of the third quarter, Thayer 53, Houston 23. And here at the Thayer High School, it's non-conference action. The Alton Lady Comets and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Thayer with a lead by 45 to 25. Thayer got out to a 24-point first quarter with the press, and they threw that press on and just went on a 9-0 run and have just continued to press and get steals all night. Thayer scoring 21 in the second quarter. Alton only scored 11 in the first quarter and 14 in the second, and that is the difference in the game. And the three-point shot, a difference in the game tonight. 1-2-3 for Bowers, 1 for Davis, 1 for Curley, and 1 for Riley Pierce. So Thayer Lady Bobcats have hit 4. 1-2-3-4-5-6. Thayer Lady Bobcats have hit 6 three-pointers in the first half. And again, they lead it now 45-25 at the intermission. I want to say thanks to some more of the boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include the Thayer Walmart store, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, along with Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store, Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, the owner there, Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, and Toyota of West Plains, just some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters. All right, we're at the half. Again, the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead Alton 45-25. We're going to take another timeout. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
And back at the Thayer High School, where the Thayer Lady Bobcats have a lead over the Alton Lady Comets, 45-25 at the half. Thayer Lady Bobcats have made their way back out on the court. Alton Lady Comets have yet to come back out for their halftime warm-up. Let's take a look at the scoring. First for the Alton Lady Comets, they're led in the first half by Allie Willard. Willard has 9 points in the game, 5 for Miley Haney, 4 for Jaylee Reese, 5 for Bailey Campbell, and 2 for Emma Trantham off the bench. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led by Abby Bowers, the senior, with 13 in the first half, 12 for the freshman Riley Davis, 10 for the junior Caden Hillis, 7 for Allie Curley, and 3 for Riley Pierce. So all 5 of the Thayer Lady Bobcats starters have scored in the game, and 3 of them already in double figures. Again, Thayer leads at 45-25. Not a whole lot to talk about in the way of foul trouble. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Bowers has 1, Davis has 2, Hillis has 1, Curley has 2. For the Alton Lady Comets, Willard has 2, Reese has 2, McIntyre 1, and Campbell with 1. Again, it's halftime. Thayer leads it 45-25 over the Alton Lady Comets. And again, Thayer Bobcats winning big up at Houston tonight in a big SCA matchup there. Again, at the end of three quarters, Thayer leads it 53-23 over the Houston Tigers. Houston, by the way, will be the host site of the Class 3 District 10 tournament where the Thayer Bobcats will play. Thayer Lady Bobcats are also in the Class 3 District 10. The girls' side of the bracket will play their games at Kabul. So we'll have coverage of that district for you. Of course, the Alton Comets in Class 2 this year in both boys and girls basketball. Their districts, I believe, will be at Van Buren. All right, 45-25 again is our halftime score. Let's take another timeout. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. We'll be back in 1 minute with your third quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Well, here we go with our second half. Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Alton Lady Comets. Look like Thayer back to the starting lineup out there. That'll be Bowers, Davis, Hillis, Curley, and Pierce. Alton with their starters on the floor as well. Thayer opens the half with the ball. Riley Davis from straight ahead hits another 3 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 15 for the freshman with her second three-pointer of the game. And it's 48-25. Alton with it now. They got it in the right corner for Haddock. Haddock feeds it out to Haney. Haney cross court to McIntyre. McIntyre leave it out front to Reese. Back to Haney. Haney bounces back over to McIntyre on the left. Back to Haney. Trying to find a shot. Going baseline. Gets inside. Kicks it outside. And out to the high post for Reese. Passed in the lane. Deflected. A run down by Haddock out there. Gets to McIntyre in the lane. Short jumper is up. No good. Rebound. Willard back up and in. Allie Willard down double figures for Alton with 11. Thayer leads it by 21 with the ball. Riley Davis to the top. Swings it left side wing to Bowers. Goes in the lane. Oh, trying a one-handed bounce pass in the lane. It's stolen by the Lady Comet defense. Good play there by Lily Haddock. Haddock brings it up the court. Feeds it to McIntyre. Into the lane. And is going to get fouled as she makes the drive down the baseline. I believe that'll be on Riley Pierce. Yes, it is. Number 2, Riley Pierce. Call for the foul. Will be her first of the game. Alton will inbound it under the bucket, down along the baseline on the offensive end of the floor. They lob it into Willard in traffic. Ball stripped away from her, picked up by Davis to Hillis. Up the floor for the lay-in. It's good. Caden Hillis now with 12 in the game for Thayer. And the inbound pass, almost stolen by Hillis, will go out of bounds. Now Reese will trigger it in. Thayer with that 2-2-1 pressure. They get the ball into McIntyre up the floor to Willard. Willard drives toward the bucket. Now in the lane, spins to her right, shoots, left it short, no good. Reese with a rebound, couldn't find a shot, feeds it out, and it's stolen by Davis. Davis, the two-on-one to Hillis for the lay-in. Caden Hillis now with 14 in the game. 52-27, Thayer with the lead, 6:09 to go in the half. Ball goes to Reese at the free throw line, shoots it too hard off the rim, no good. Rebound, Allie Curley for Thayer. Curley out to Davis, running the floor again, around the defense to the bucket, missed it. Hillis with a rebound, couldn't follow it, and rebound off the hands of Alton out of bounds. Off the hands of Lily Haddock. And now Jaylee Reese checks out of the game. Number 20, Bailey Campbell, will check back in for the Alton Lady Comets. Thayer inbound on the offensive end, down under the bucket. They lob it into Bowers, kicks it out to Curley. Step back three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Davis ducks under the defense, couldn't hit the shot. Gets it back, couldn't hit it again, got it back again, and gets fouled on the second try. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number one, that is Kaylee McIntyre. Second foul of the night on McIntyre. And trying to add to the 25-point lead, Riley Davis, Lady Bobcat freshman. Hit a free throw earlier, misses this one, left it a little bit short. Substitution now for Alton. Emma Trantham will check into the game. And who comes out? Number 23, Lily Haddock. Alton looking for a little more size on the floor with Trantham checking in. Second free throw for Davis is good. Davis with 16 in the game to lead the way for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer again, the full court pressure. Alton breaks it to Kaylee McIntyre. Now to Haney. Haney looking the drive, goes down to the baseline, pulls up with a running one-hander, no good. Gets her own rebound, can't follow it in, and the rebound to Curley. Curley out to Bowers, running the floor. Thayer with a three-on-three to Hillis, shoots it off the window and scores. Caden Hillis now with 16 on the night. And Coach Shane Benson wants a timeout for the Alton Lady Comets. 5:17 to play in the third. Thayer leads at 55-27. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Hey, we're back at Thayer High School, and again, looking for an update on the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer Bobcat boys, their game has gone final. Thayer beats the Houston Tigers tonight at Houston, 72-31. So the Thayer Bobcat boys with a victory tonight in the SCA, and they stay in the hunt for an SCA title. Here we come out of the timeout. Alton Lady Comets with the ball. Got it to Allie Willard, left side now, and gets it right back as she goes down the left side lane, pulls up with a shot. It's good. Allie Willard with 13 to lead the way for the Alton Lady Comets. Nobody else with more than five. And the Thayer lead is now 55-29. Lady Bobcats on the offensive end. Give it to Pierce. Pierce now to Bowers. Thought about the three. Goes to the free throw circle. Gives to Hillis. Back out to Pierce for three out of the corner. That one's up and no good. Rebound control by Thayer to Bowers for a three. That one's no good. And rebound taken by Miley Haney for Alton. Here comes the sophomore against the pressure of Davis. Gets it up to McIntyre. McIntyre back out to Haney. Steps into a three, partially blocked by Hillis. And the ball goes out of bounds after a battle for it. And it's going to be Alton Lady Comet ball. Substitution for Alton, number 12. Jessica Green will check into the game. Allie Willard will check out. 4:24 to go in the third. Thayer leads it. There's the inbound play to Green under the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound Pierce. She gets tied up, and the hell ball will belong to the Alton Lady Comets. They will inbound it with 4:20 to go in the third. They bring the ball into the corner. Long shot is up. No good by McIntyre. And on the rebound, we're going to get a foul. That's going to be, I think, on Riley Davis. Yep, number three, Riley Davis called for the foul on the rebound. And that will be her third in the game. Alton will inbound the ball to the free throw line. Nope, stolen by Davis. Davis off on the run. Going all the way to the rack, lays it up. No, but she's fouled and back to the free throw line will go Riley Davis. Trying to add her 16-point total. She and Hillis each has 16 for the Lady Bobcats. Bowers with 13. And shooting for the game high is Riley Davis. Hits the free throw. Gives her 17 to this point. 4:11 to play in the third. Thayer up by 27. And the leader by 28 is Davis. Hits both free throws. 18 for Riley. And here come the Alton Lady Comets with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. McIntyre got up to Haney. Fakes the three. Now moves toward the lane. Throws up a left-handed jumper. No good. And a rebound. Going to be called on Caden Hillis. That'll be number two on Hillis. And the third team foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the third quarter. We still got half the quarter to play. Alton will send Miley Haney to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Haney, one of the really good young players in the area. Just a sophomore. Substitution now for Alton, number 12. Jessica Green comes to the sideline. Second free throw for Haney is up. That one's off the rim, no good. And Hillis runs down the rebound. She races up the left sideline. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Back out to Bowers. Now Pierce. She'll back it out to Davis. And Thayer will restart the offense from between the circles. Bowers swings it right side to Pierce. Pierce outside Davis. A 25-footer is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Trantham for Alton. Come the Lady Comets with a chance to cut into that lead a little bit, but they threw it away on the other end. Haney trying to go with a long pass up to McIntyre, and the ball will go out of bounds. Overhead, 3:30 to go in the third. Thayer walking it up with a comfortable 27-point lead. Davis out top, into the circle. Kicks it out to Pierce, right side to Curley. Curley making a move, gives it back to Bowers. Bowers through the free throw circle to Hillis down the middle of the lane, trying to bounce it down to the Curley, and the ball poked away and out of bounds by the defense. Nice play there by number 20, Bailey Campbell. Campbell poked it out of bounds, and it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. They line up, new inbound play here. I've never seen that one before. They inbound the ball to Pierce in the corner. Out to Davis on the wing. Riley swings it over to Abby Bowers. She'll hold it out between the circle. Looks for a screen, got it, and travel with the basketball. And Bowers drug that pivot foot just a little bit. Doesn't take much. All you got to do is move it, and it's a violation. There comes Alton with the ball after the turnover. 3 minutes to go in the third. Haney to the top of the key, trying to dump it down inside to Trantham. It goes over her head and out of bounds. Emma didn't see it coming. It just sailed right over her head. So here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 2:50 to go in the third. Bowers out front, crossover dribble, couldn't get to the shot. Gives it over to Hillis. Hillis, a little jump stop in the lane, now kicks it back out to Bowers. Bowers going to the hole, gives it up to Curley. Curley misses the layup. Bowers rebounds and scores. Abby Bowers now with 15 in the game. By the way, earlier, Bowers hit her 1,000th point of her career. Alton with the ball on the offensive end. Haney dumps it inside. Shot is up. No, but a foul going to be called on Abby Bowers on the play. And that will send number 20, Campbell, to the free throw line. Foul on Bowers will be her second of the game. Campbell at the free throw line has 5 points tonight. Has not scored here in the third quarter. And the first one is up and good. So Campbell now with 6. By the way, the fourth team foul on Thayer in this quarter. We've still got 2:19 to go. Second free throw is up and good. Well, Campbell hits them both. She's got 7 in the game. And Thayer comes the other way with the ball, leading by 27, 59-32. All goes to Curley. Curley into the lane. Stops and pops. No good. Curley gets her own rebound. Dribbles in the lane. Couldn't hit the shot, but she's fouled. They'll go to the free throw line. I believe they're going to get Emma Trantham this time. No? Got the foul on Campbell, number 20. Second of the night on Bailey. And Allie Curley to the free throw line, looking to add to her point total tonight, and she's got 8. Hits the first one. Now Trantham comes out of the game as Allie Willard checks back in for Coach Shane Benson and the Alton Lady Comets, and Jaylee Reese looking to check in. Now the officials say, come on. She'll go in place of Miley Haney. And another free throw here for Allie Curley, looking for her 9th point of the game. On the way, and rattles in and out, no good. So 8 for Curley. 4 Lady Bobcats with at least 8 points, and already 3 in double figures in this game. Alton working the half-court offense. Got the ball down the corner, right back outside to McIntyre for 3. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound Reese, and it's taken away by Davis. Long pass up the floor to Hillis. Challenges the defense and scores. Caden Hillis with 18. Tied for the game high with Riley Davis. They are dominating this one from the outset. They lead it now by 30. 62-32. There's almost a travel in the lane. No call. Long shot is up for Alton. No good by Haddock. Rebound is run down in the corner by Reese, and then she bounces it off of Riley Davis. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton ball inbound on the sideline down near the corner. Right in front of the Lady Comet cheerleaders. They bring it in to McIntyre. McIntyre back to Reese on the left wing. Lobs it down inside to Willard. Willard with a shot. No. Gets it back. Shoots. Count it. We're going to get a foul on the play. That'll be on Riley Pierce. And they're going to call it before the shot. Yep, they'll call it before the shot, so no basket for Willard. And now the official is going to talk about it. And they are, well, they're going to give her 2 shots. Yep, that's team foul number 5, so that's right. 2 shots for Allie Willard, a very good free throw shooter. She's hit 1 here tonight. And the first one here is up and good. 14 for Allie Willard. She awaits the ball for her second. Pushes it with the right hand. That one is good. Allie Willard now with 15 for the night. And with a minute to go in the third quarter, Thayer's lead is 62-34. Lady Bobcats working to Pierce. Open on the right side. Doesn't take the shot. Feeds out to Bauer. She'll shoot a deep 3. That one is no good. And rebounds off the hands of Allie Willard and out of bounds. Allie tried to get it before it got to the end line. Couldn't quite hang on. Now Willard is out. Trantham is in. Haney is back into the game. And who will come out? Jaylee Reese. So Willard and Reese come off the floor for Coach Benson. And Thayer running the inbound play. Looking in. Got to Bowers. Bowers in the lane. Shoots and scores. Abby Bowers with a 17-point night tonight. And Thayer continues to dominate it. They lead it by 30 again. Here's a give in the middle. Back outside to Haddock. Haddock will give it up to Haney. Haney bounces to the high post for Campbell. Down the right side. Shoots no good. Rebound controlled in there by Campbell. And then the ball goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Off the hands of Allie Curley. Knocked that ball away from her. 32 seconds left here in the third. All comes in to McIntyre. Moves to the elbow. Kicks it back out to Haney. Backs up for a 3. Blocked by Hillis. Bowers got the loose ball. Long pass up the floor to Hillis, who slides under the bucket and scores. Caden Hillis with 20 on the night for Thayer. 66-34. Give the Haddock on the right side. Trying to bounce it in to Trantham. Ball poked away by the defense, and Davis had 2 hands on it. So did Bailey Campbell. And it'll belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the alternating possession rule. 8 seconds on the clock. Riley Davis brings it across the timeline with 5. Gives to Bowers with 3. Oh, tried a little give and go to Davis. Threw it over her head out of bounds. Alton will inbound with 2 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Got it to Haney. Got it up to McIntyre. Long shot to buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our third quarter of play. Our score is 66-34. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Well, we're back and underway here in the fourth quarter. Alton Lady Collins with the ball. Got it to Willard at the elbow. Backs down the defender. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Brett Tharp for Thayer. Got it out to Davis. Davis weaves her way up the court. We are playing under the turbo clock here. Thayer leading by 32 points. Lady Bobcats with a whole new lineup out there with the exception of Riley Davis. Here's Riley Joe Sorrell, gives it to Davis. Davis in the lane, has the ball poked away, gets right back on it, and the alternating possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer with Savannah Wheeler, Riley Joe Sorrell, Brett Tharp, Kinsley Regal, and Riley Davis in the game right now. And here come the Alton Lady Comets. Coach Benson also going to empty the bench. Number 12 checks in, Jessica Green. Let's see, number 13 goes in, Emma Wigger. And we'll catch the other. Emma Trantham is in. Theron bounced the ball to Wheeler out to the top of the key. Gives to Regal. She'll fire a three. It's off the front iron. No good. And the rebound controlled by Trantham for Alton. Emma gives it out to Wigger. Wigger's pass is deflected, but she picks it right back up. Here's a give down inside. Shot is blocked by Brett Tharp, and she caught it. Then her outlet pass is almost going to be knocked away. Picked up by Alton. Lady Collins gives it in to Trantham. Couldn't hang on. Picked up by Wigger. Wigger will give it outside for Campbell. And her pass in the corner goes off Wigger's hands and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 6.5 minutes to go. We're under the turbo clock. Thayer outscored Alton 24-11 in the first quarter, 21-14 in the second, and 21-9 in the third to build this 32-point lead. And now everybody getting the play. Here's Wheeler with the ball. Inside to Regal, cutting through the lane. Oh, but Savannah traveled before she made the pass. As a nice play, Regal hit the layup, but won't get credit for the basket. As Wheeler traveled, as she faked first and then made the pass. Good play. And Alton with the ball now. They get it to the high post to Campbell. Outside to Wigger for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Alton. Got it inside to Campbell. Her shot blocked by Wheeler. And the Lady Bobcats pick it up. Here goes Riley Joe Sorrell up to Davis. Stops and pops from 15. It's good. Riley Davis, the second Lady Bobcat, with 20 points tonight. Hillis and Davis each with 20. Alton with the ball. In the left corner, they got it there for Green. Kicks it back out front. Now to the right side to Wigger. She tries another three. That one's a little bit short. Rebound gets on the floor and picked up by Regal. She has it knocked out of bounds. And it belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 5 minutes to go. More substitutions. Number five, Emily Fettig, will check into the ball game. And who else is out there? Number 12, Jessica Green. I feel like there's somebody else. We'll check all the numbers here. Catch up in a moment. Thayer with the ball after the ball went out of bounds here. Davis into the lane. Steps all the way to the bucket. Shoots and scores. So Riley Davis now with 22 on the night, which I believe is about her average. Alton with the ball. Got it down to the baseline. Back out to Wigger. Around the horn. Long three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound Brett Tharp for Thayer. She'll give it out to Davis. Davis on the run up the right side. A little shake and bake. Stops from 15. Shot rattles around the rim, no good, and Davis gets her own rebound. Gives it out to Regal. She'll shoot a long one. It's good. Kinsley. Ashley Regal from way downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Riley Pierce getting ready to check into the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And we'll get a travel out front on the Alton Lady Comets. Wigger going to be called for the travel. Now Riley Pierce checks in. Riley Davis will come to the sideline with 22. I believe that is about her average. So Pierce will bring it in with 3:42 to go in the game. 73-34, Thayer with the lead. Brett Tharp with the ball to Regal. Wide open for another three. That one didn't catch iron and goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet ball. The countdown, the final seconds of this one. Good night for Thayer. Lady Bobcats cruising to a win here. And the Thayer Bobcat boys with a big win up at Houston earlier. Here's Alton working the ball into the lane. Ball poked away by the defense. Picked up now by Alton. Back out top. Wigger with a three. That one's off the rim, no good, and goes out of bounds. Number 13, Emma Wigger. Give her credit. She is firing away when she gets an opportunity. 2:55 to go in the game. Pierce brings it up for Thayer. Gives it to Riley Joe Sorrell. Into the lane. She shoots the layup. Riley Joe with her first 2 points of the night. Another one of those Thayer Lady Bobcat freshmen. This is a highly talented freshman class for Thayer. They've been getting a lot of playing time this year. Now we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 2:37 to play in the game. Timeout on the floor. Thayer leads it 75-34. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
And we're back after the timeout. Alton and Thayer, 75-34. Thayer with the lead. Want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker in West Plains, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer, and the Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, Nicholson Farms, and Toyota of West Plains. Alton with the ball coming out of the timeout, and they lost it out of bounds. Tried to get it down to number three. That is Madison Whalen. She lost it out of bounds. Thayer gets it back, 2:22 to go. Playing under the turbo clock. Thayer leads it by 41 points. Riley Joe Sorrell crosses the top of the key, gives to Regal. Regal to the free throw line, fell down, but gets fouled on the play. That'll be on number 12, Jessica Green. And 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Foul on Green. Thayer will inbound down under the bucket. Got it in to Riley Sorrell. Out to Regal. Regal on the wing. Moves off a screen down to the baseline. Fires up a shot. No, we got an offensive foul for an illegal screen on Savannah Wheeler. Wheeler with an illegal screen, a moving screen. And here comes Alton with the ball. Minute 30 to go in the game. Got it left side wing down to the right side. And out of bounds. Number 5, Emily Fettig, couldn't hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds. Thayer gets it back with a minute 18 to go. Wouldn't be surprised to see him just hold it here. Nope, Tharp going to fire a three out of the corner. It's off the rim, no good. Regal had the rebound, has it stripped away by the Alton Lady Comets. And here they come. Wigger crosses the timeline, working against Sorrell. Sorrell, very quick. Here's a give to Reynolds. Reynolds back out to Wigger. Wigger into the lane, gives it outside to Fettig. She'll fire one up. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Alton and then goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Comets with 44 seconds to go in the ballgame. Again, Thayer leading 75-34. Alton has not scored in the fourth quarter. They bring the ball over to Fettig. Fettig gets it back out front to Wigger. Wigger moves off a screen, shoots too hard, no good. Rebound controlled by Riley Pierce. and the Thayer Lady Bobcats will bring it across half court, and Riley Pierce will just stand there and dribble it. Now has to move as the defense comes out on her. She'll give it to Riley Jo Sorrell. 9 seconds to play, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats, for the 14th game in a row, have beaten the Alton Lady Comets. Your final score, 75-34, Thayer Lady Bobcats with the win here tonight. Again, 75-34 is your final. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report. Of course, our post-game report is always brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll be back in just a minute. Hopefully get a word with Coach Denny Young here in a minute of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll take this time out. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs